Tuesday, the 4th of December, Heir of Chanukah, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok Greenblatt, what is priority, Maariv or Hadlokas Neiros?
I apologize that my picture doesn't fit the tape or the topic. I'll try my very best to fill in. I only received a phone call less than an hour ago, Moshe Shaffer, to SOS to make an exchange. So I'll try my best to fill in. Our topic is a practical halacha topic, which might be controversial for some, but we'll try with Yad Hashemaya to clarify that it is actually a very complex issue in halacha. And I will try with Yad Hashemaya to see what we can get as clear as we can. Shaili is, what is priority tonight, the next 8 days, the Mitzvah Hashem? Maariv, what comes first? Maariv or Hadlokas Neiros? This is actually a Shaila of the Prima Godim, beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. And the Prima Godim says, V'tzorech Iyun Edina, he's left with a suffix. He quotes the two Tzodiah suffix. He doesn't explain why Maariv should come first, why Hadlokas Neiros should come first. Talks about the Shaila and leaves it with a Torah in the Dina with God. I think if we were asked to pass in this Shaila, I think we would apply the golden rule. Correct? When you have two mitzvahs which coincide and you don't know which one to do first, the Mishnah in Zvochim, that Kotech, an unrefuted Mishnah, Todir, the She'enoi Todir, Todir Koizem. We have two mitzvahs. One is more frequent than the other. Todir Koizem, the one that is more common, that comes out more often, it takes priority. The Mishnah there actually is discussing in the context of Korbonos. The Mishnah says there, the Mishnah talks about Korban Tomid, which was bought every day in Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah says, Tmidim Koizmin Lumusofim. There came a day where he had to be a Korban on the Regolim or a Shchodesh, the Korban Tomid came before the Korban Musaf. And the Mishnah lists out that he had a Korban Musaf Shavuot Shabbos, Korban Musaf Shavuot Shchodesh. The Mishnah says, Shel Shabbos Koidim Shavuot Shchodesh, because Shabbos is more Tadi than Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah says, Shel Rosh Chodesh Shavuot Shoshana. Rosh Hashanah is always the new Rosh Chodesh. So you've got Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. You bring Rosh Chodesh first and then Rosh Hashanah. The cloud of Kol HaTodeh Nechaveiroi Todeh Koidim. So, in our Shaila, you've got Maariv and Hadlokas Neiros. The simple answer ought to be that Maariv comes first, Todeh Koidim. Clearly, this is not such a simple, easy fact. The Prima Godim needs it as a Shaila. And upon investigation, I found this is actually a Machlokes Gedolei Halacha. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Chanukah, paskens, and again, without reason, Magen Avraham says, Chanukah, light first. Don't tell me that. Hadlokas Neiros, koidem, le, mari. However, the Shev Yankov and the Elio Rabba both argue, and they say Maariv comes first. And they actually give the reason of Todi, which ain't a Todi, Todi, Koiz, and Maariv is more Todi too, Hadlokas Neiros. And therefore, you take Maariv takes preference over Hadlokas. What we need to clarify is, number one, what was the Prima Godim Shaila? Why didn't he apply Todi, Koiz, and what is Shaq in the modern Hadlokas? Before we get to Halacha Lemaisa, which is the word Mr. Shem hopefully will clarify. I couldn't find anybody here in Hilchos Chanukah to explain why should Neiros come before Maariv. What happened to this Todeh Koidim? What happened? Why do we drop the Todeh Koidim over here? But I found a similar case, and this is a Shaila which again occurs every year. Erev Pesach, Tzedikas Chometz night. What do you do first? Comes Nach, Maariv or Tzedikas Chometz? So, Simatov Lamad Aleph, says Mishnah Berurah. Machlokes HaPosekim, and he brings the two opinions. The Shitta of the Elio Rabba and the Mekor Chaim is you do Bedikas Chomet first. Don't start with Maris. However, the Chok Yankov is Choylik, and it says Maris comes first, Chodik. And then, Hilchos Bedikas Chomet, I found the answer to this question. There, Bedikas Chomet, the Shulchan Aruch Harav asked the Kashi, how can the Poskin say that you should do Bedikas first? Why have the Tzadik Kais? Now listen what he says. He says the following. He says like this. He says, Mishnah, when it starts off, the first Mishnah in Sochin, it says, Boykin es a oila ba'osa, Boykin es a chomet, the oil hanet. Oila ba'osa. That means like this. Oila ba'osa, as soon as Nat comes in on the 14th, you both come. The Zman Bedika was Nikva, was fixed for Nat. That is the Zman. And if you delay it, you're going to be delaying the time to do Bedika Chomet. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav the following. He says, take this rule. When do we say Tzadik Kodem? When you have a balance. You have two mitzvahs. Both mitzvahs are mitzvahs she'enam oiverim. That means you've got time all day, all night to do the mitzvahs. They're not going to pass. The time, they're both equally important in time. You have time to keep both mitzvahs. Then you've got this stack, which gets priority. So you apply Tzadik Kodem. So you've got a mitzvah, which is oiverim. I mean, the time, if you're going to delay the Bedikas Chomet in Dav Maris first, you're going to miss the time which Chazal will kaveya, because Chazal will kaveya Nacht. The Nacht, the moment of Nacht is the time when you've got to do the Bedikas Chomet. Oil Abba Ot means Nacht. And if you're going to Dav Maris, and your Maris is going to take you a quarter of an hour, you're going to be pushing off the time which Chazal will kaveya for Bedikas Chomet. And therefore, Tzadik Kodem doesn't apply. Tzadik, which is Eino Tzadik, means you've got a mitzvah which is Tzadik, and Eino Tzadik. Both mitzvahs are equal in their time span. They can be kept all day, both all day, or both all night. Then you take the Tzadik, and Tzadik gets present. But here, where the Zman is, Chilat HaLaila, the Chok Yain Kippol, you do the Zikas Chomet. That would explain the Shittas among an Avraham. We have Lokas Neir. Have Lokas Neir is Chanukah. Here I'm going to be very quick because this is complex, but I'm going to be very quick and we could spend the whole shiur on this alone. But in very short, in the times of Gemara, the time for Bedikah was half an hour, limited to half an hour. It means Mishatishka Achamo, but it means Chila Shkia, Shkia Shnia. Or say Sakhachovim, three opinions, very quick, but let's talk about say Sakhachovim. You've got say Sakhachovim, Ashatich Leregim, and Ashuk, which is Chatzishon. In times of Chazal, and the Ikar Adin, the Machaber, the Rambam Patan, you've got half an hour. Hadlokah. Hadlokah is Mishatishka Achama from Nach till half an hour. The Ikar Adin. After that, questionable. Can you make a bracha with the Eved? Nowadays, or from the time of the Gemara, Mishas HaSakonu Ve'elech, Chazal said, those times there was difficulty to light at the outside of the door or the window. They lit inside on the table and they couldn't be visible. There was danger of the goyim. And from then, the Ikar Adin, you can light indoors throughout the night. Because there's no over in the shop, and you don't have to light the people passing, and Ikar Adin you can light throughout the night. We, Baruch Hashem, many of us, some still light the door, but many of us manage to light the window because we've finished the corner of the Eilat and we can show our neighbors. We don't really appreciate it, but Baruch Hashem, we've finished the time of the corner. Now, the Ramah says, and this is very quick, the Ramah says, that even though today in Ikar Adin you could light from Nacht through to quite late, clearly you should have either people in the street or people around you, but you can light if you have Nebai, you should have at least Nebai, people in the street watching. But you could light throughout the night. Says the Ramah, b'lechatchila toiv li zohe. Somebody can, and of course everybody's got their own circumstances and people got family ties and business ties, but one should know the Ramah, and the Ramah says somebody can light at Seif Sakechot. If somebody can light that nacht and have that half an hour, which Chazal originally half an hour from Seif Sakechot till Ashatich Regman Ashok, says the Ramah, that is Lechatchila toiv li zohe. Somebody can get and keep the old original Sakonah of lighting half an hour, even though Ikra Din you can light throughout the night, that is Lechatchila. And we talk about the first half an hour of Nacht, the first half an hour from Nacht, says the Amnineza, according to the Ramah, every 5 minutes you lose of that half an hour, you've lost 5 minutes of the Lechatchila. That means if within that half an hour you only manage to light, let's say halfway through after quarter of an hour, says Abnineza, you've got quarter of an hour of Lechatchila, but the, if you've got it burning the whole half an hour and you keep the original Sakon of Chazal, that means you should fish the Hamah from nightfall until Tichla Rebbe Mashuk half an hour, that is totally Zoy Lechatchila. It's a choshiva Ramah. I think that is shot in the Mogan Avraham. Mogan Avraham says, doesn't light first. Light first is Mogan Avraham. What happens to Tavi? Is, and I think it's the same concept as the Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Bikas Chometz. Just like Bikas Chometz, the Shulchan Aruch Rav said that the Zman is Lailo, and if the Zman is Lailo, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, just do the Bikas Chometz immediately before Maariv, because that is the Zman. Don't apply Tovi Kaidim over here, because there's no priority over here, Maariv over the Bikas Chometz, because the Zman is Lailo. So similarly, the Mogan Avraham seems to have held, when it comes to Hadlokas Neiros, the Zman is Mishatish Tachamot, the Zman is Lailo, and therefore it's like a mitzvah beres. Every minute you delay, every minute that passes, you're missing the opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah Lechatchila. And therefore, he says, light first. Don't wait for quarter an hour down the Maariv. You're going to miss that half an hour. That half an hour, which is the mitzvah Lechatchila, to have the light burning for that whole half an hour, and every minute is a mitzvah Lechatchila. By davening Maariv, you will be missing that mitzvah Iveren, and therefore daven Maariv, and therefore the light candle. That's the first lesson of Mogan Avraham. And that was the Kuma Godin, Shaila over here. Do we apply Tzadik Kodim? Or maybe Hadlokah is more important to keep the Hatzchila the full half an hour. Those that argue, seem to hold that maybe Maariv is. You might forget the Daven Maariv, you don't have a minute kavua, and it's also like a mitzvah yivere. If you always Daven Maariv, is that that's man by nacht, maybe there wasn't a minion, you'd be missing the Maariv of a minion by nacht, you'd be missing, you'd be risking possibly forgetting the Daven Maariv. We'll talk about that more. I'd like to get to that real practical halacha in the end, the real, just telling you a bit the background of the. Just before we get to the practical halacha, just another shaila which is relevant. I've examined the shaila very briefly. That is like this. This, I think, is probably the most common shaila for us. I think. What happens if you daven Maariv every night late? Six times. Many minyanim today. You can have a 6:15. You can have a 7:35. You can have a 5:09. You can have a 10:30, 11. Throughout the year, you don't daven at nacht. You don't daven at Maariv, right? What's tonight? So quarter to five, 10 to 5, I think. Well, you never daven quarter to five, 10 to 5. You're always davening. In fact, possibly you've got like a minyan kavua, a fixed minyan which you rely on. Now, suddenly comes Hanukkah, and you say, "Listen, I'm going to daven Maariv, Tzadik Kodesh, I'm faced with two mitzvahs. I'm going to do the Tzadik Kodesh." So what I like to examine is the following. Chodesh v'she'ena chodesh. You've got two mitzvahs in front of you, but you're not ready to do both mitzvahs. You're about to do one of those mitzvahs later. Do we apply chodesh chodesh? Maybe give me an example. This is quite a common shayla. Lulav on Sukkot. Many people like to take lulav before Shabbos because maybe it's more convenient to make a brocha. Some people like to make a brocha in a sukkah. Do you want to take a lulav before Shabbos? Now, the Moshe Feinstein says, I don't know how people would do that. Certainly, you think of Moshe questions. He says, how do people do that? Tadir, the she'ena tadir, tadir kaidah. Shachrit, shachrit is tadir. Lulav is obviously she'ena tadir. And he gets very upset about it. And many Poskim of Nidru and other Sforim say, there's no problem. Why is there no problem? And they say, the halacha is, someone has mutzas and mincha. You're up to, let's say, Shabbos, it's very difficult to find it, but it's Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos. You pass 6.5 hours and you've got mutzas and mincha. Mustad and Mincha. Which one do you daven first? The Masters of Brachos Chavchet. Hoy lefano shtei tefillos Mustad and Mincha. Mispalol shel Mincha tchila shehu tzir vu enes tzir. Mustad and Mincha. You daven Mincha first, and then Mustad. Because Mincha is Tadir, and Mustad is Enes Tadir. Even though generally we daven Mustad before Mincha, but it's Tadir is Enes Tadir. That's why Tosaf says there, so on Yom Kippur, when do we daven Shacharit? And when do we have Mustav after 6.5 hours? Very rare that Mustav is, you know, we've davening Mustav before 6.5 hours. The Tosafos on Yom Kippur is often going to be davening Mustav after 6.5 hours. So you now you face, it's Ma Mincha, it's after 6.5 hours. Do you daven Mustav first, you daven Mincha first. The Tosafos says, be careful, because you're going to have to daven Mincha first, because Tadish Eina Tadish Tadish Kodim, to try and get your Mustav before 6.5 hours. However, says the Torah in Shulchan Aruch, there's no problem. He says, Muslim, you keep it, not a problem. Because when you say Kaddish in a Kaddish, 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 when you're going to, about to do both the mitzvah, what happens if you daven the mincha every day late? You daven mincha and mincha k'tana towards the end of the day, and now you want to daven Muslim, so you have not faith with both mitzvahs. When you say Kaddish in a Kaddish, you're about to be Makai both mitzvahs. You're about to be Makai both mitzvahs, so you've got to give priority to the Kaddish. But if anyone of me mekayim the tadi now, you intended to do it later, then there's no dear tadi shenei tadi pei. This is two shittas of Shulchan Aruch. Two shittas of Shulchan Aruch without being makriya. The Machaber Reish Peivov says, mincha and musaf. You got mincha and musaf. So you have mincha first for musaf. The Machaber says, one shitta is, you always got to daven mincha. Tadi shenei tadi pei. Second opinion is, no. That if you're going to daven mincha later, every day you daven mincha later, you daven musaf first. We have two opinions over here. Similarly, you always daven maariv. You always daven maariv late. So you haven't got, you're not safe with the two, with the mincha, with our bakas neiros and maariv. You haven't got this challenge of which mitzvah came first. You're always davening maariv late. According to the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't apply tadi she'ena tadi tadi kodesh. So over here you have again another heter to daven maariv late, because there's no you're not faced with the choice of the hadlokas neiros and maariv. Exactly the longest, we don't have the time. Why should you say tadi kodem? You only say tadi kodem when you're actually about to do the two mitzvahs. If you're going to do them, if you're going to do the mitzvah later, you don't say tadi kodem. You only say tadi kodem when you've got both mitzvahs, and if you're going to do the Einen Tadir first, you're going to be Pegeah, you're being Mezalzal in a Hashiva for the Tadir. You always do the Tadir later, you're not delaying it, because the Einen Tadir, there's no Chisaron of the Einen Tadir. Coming to Halacha Lamai, I'd like to tell you very clearly, and this is, I spent some time trying to clarify this, and I can tell you, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and the Shabura, you would get quite a few. And I made quite a bit of research to clarify this halacha. So I'd like to tell you what I found, but please feel free to ask your adonim or to clarify yourself. But this is what I've come up with in Halacha Lemaaseh. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha says the following. Somebody who davens throughout the year, he davens Maariv with Manav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should daven Maariv. If you always daven Maariv at quarter to five, 10 to 5, daven Maariv. Because Tadir, the She'en is Tadir, Tadir. Now Mishnah Berurah is talking there about a case where sounds like, and that's what the Apostle understood it, that was the only meaning in town. But if you daven Maariv every night, at Nach, says Mishnah Berurah, Tadir, the She'en is Tadir, Tadir. However, says Mishnah Berurah, if you ask me, he says, even if you daven Maariv with money every night, lecha chila, you should be davening Maariv before Nach. That's your right over there. I only quote you what he says over there. Because he says, by davening Maariv at Nach, you're going to lose quarter of an hour of the lecha chila. And therefore, he brings from the Moed Tzia and the Grot that during these 8 days, and he's quite strong on this, that I'd like you to do that lecha chila. Try and daven Maariv before Nach. You should be ready at Nach to complete the whole half an hour of having those lights kindling for the whole half an hour. He doesn't say that. I imagine he means in the minyan. He doesn't clarify. Imagine he means in the minyan. Big kiddush. I don't know anybody that does that. I haven't anybody who changes their minute from to daven Maariv with Manav and during the days of Chanukah, that's the daven with Manav in order to get the whole half an hour. Never heard anyone does that, but he, both in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha at length, tries to tell you that's the chatchila to get a whole half an hour of his man. He does add, that if you do daven Maariv with man, and he says this gets strong, he says, you do daven Maariv with man, make sure you prepare your candle beforehand. Because if not, by the time you get back from Maariv, and you're going to start preparing your candles, and then start lighting, you're going to miss the half an hour. At least get, he says, that quarter of an hour of that half an hour to prepare your neiros beforehand, and then you've got at least part of that half an hour. I found in the Sefer Ozer Yisrael, he says, that if you're standing towards the end of the half an hour, you haven't daven Maariv, and it is a minyan for Maariv, but if you do daven Maariv, you're going to miss the complete half an hour. He says, light. Even if Mishaburu says light at Nach, he says, but if you're standing towards the end of the half an hour, and you can daven Maariv as a minyan, you'll miss the whole half an hour, then everybody will agree, I've lost Neiros as a mitzvah iveres, and then you should light Neiros first. Now, what about somebody who davens Maariv every night at a later time? It's a Zman Mubuch. Davens Maariv late. And he's got a mini kavua. There is a mini kavua. And he doesn't have to worry about missing it. Should he light at Nach? Should he light at Nach? Toddy, the She'en and Toddy, Toddy, Toddy. Maariv comes first. So, here you've got two reasons to light first. Number one, you've got the Mogan Avraham, which says that you don't apply Kaddish in a Kaddish place because it's Chanukah, and Chanukah is a mitzvah, you're going to miss the half an hour. Reason number two, you've got the second day on Shulchan Aruch, which says you only say Kaddish in a Kaddish place when you're about to Mekayim both mitzvahs now. Here, you're never Mekayim Maariv, you're always Mekayim Maariv later, therefore there's no Kaddish in a Kaddish place. Therefore, almost all posting, and this I don't think this is Minhag HaOlam, but almost all posting that I have found in Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Yevakish Torah, quoted in Yevakish Torah, in the Pesukei Teshuvos, B'Shem Teshuvos Van Hovis, in the Nisei Gavriel, B'Shem Teshuvos Yaakov, all say that if you daven Maariv later as a Minhag Kavua, light is made as soon as you can, because there's no positive in the Kavua. Because you are, number one, going to miss the chance of a mitzvah event within half an hour. And maybe today, and that many Protestants say today, the half an hour has been extended because the Ovar of Shavim today that people are passing by for not longer than half an hour. And if you do ask, well known, the Brisker Rav has a next to his house where for 12 o'clock at night the people were coming out. And he said for him, after Tifl Regem and Ashuk, the Oven Rishovin was till 12 o'clock at night. The Brisker Rav used to light till 12 o'clock at night. So today, the Tifl Regem and Ashuk extends itself for much longer than half an hour. And therefore, even if somebody's nominally light within a half an hour, they're an hour after that, they're an hour and a half after that. And they're ready to light. They're ready to light. You're an hour and a half after that. You could light, and there's a minion, 7:30, let's be standing 7:30. And you could go up and marry, or you could light Neiris. If you light Neiris now, you're going to manage to get over the shoving, more over the shoving. So, here again, you don't have to go up and marry. And maybe you should light first, because the Tadu Vishayna Tadu doesn't apply. It's a mitzvah over, especially if you've got a minion kavur to daven later, there's no Tadu Vishayna Tadu. Therefore, possibly light first. But I do want to add that Rabbi Gavriel Sinner, the Lazarian Zunsmith, for Nitya Gavriel, phenomenal work, Nitya Gavriel, right there, that if you have, he says, even though Hadlokha gets it over as quick as possible, you'll daven later in minion kavur. If there's any chashash, that during Hanukkah your Seder HaYoim has been changed and your program of normal activities has been turned around, and there is a worry you might forget the Daven Maariv, because your Minyan Kavua today, your 10 o'clock, your half of 10 is not half of 10, you're out of program, then he says one should Daven Maariv first and make sure you've got your Maariv. He does add that even though it's consensus of almost all the custom is to do Hadlokha first, because if it is that hashash, you should have mind. I hope I haven't confused you more than clarified you.